the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a Crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench, and there's a difference. We've innovated the Crescent wrench to meet the needs of today's tool user and have expanded to offer a solid crew of tools in addition to wrenches.
While wrenches are their signature products, Crescent manufactures 2,800 tools, including files, snips, storage cabinets, and measuring tapes, establishing Crescent Tools as one of the most respected professional hand tool brands in the world. So, the next time you reach into your toolbox, check to see if it's actually a Crescent wrench or an imposter. For more information, visit www.crescenttool.com.
President Trump set to hold a rally in North Carolina this evening. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel tells Fox News what President Trump is doing to win over women voters.
So we are seeing momentum with women across the country, and women do care about health care, they care about the economy, and they know that under this president, things are getting done at every single level. They care about our military, they care about our veterans. We are whole issue voters.
McDaniel was speaking there on Fox News. Protesters outside ICE headquarters in Washington, D.C. are defying police orders. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story from Washington.
Police in Washington arresting 11 people for entering ICE headquarters in the nation's capital as protesters were in the streets yesterday rallying against ICE and recent raids on immigrant families. Officials arrested the protesters for unlawfully entering the building in downtown Washington.
Protests also happening at ICE facilities in Phoenix and Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Republican Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz has been receiving death threats. Now, he received a voicemail that included a man saying he was going to blow Gaetz's head off, and the man in the audio tape now was identified, although the federal authorities have decided they will not be pursuing any charges against him. Gaetz joins Fox News and tries to make sense of this whole situation.
I received word late last week that the U.S. Attorney's Office, where this individual lived, had reviewed the information and had deemed these messages, and I'm quoting directly, a non-threat. It's obviously a crime, a federal crime, to make these types of threats against any federal official. This year, we're on record for 10,000 threats against members of Congress, and I condemn them, whether they're against Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives. You know, this is just no way to operate within our country, and I just wonder, like, is it the fact that I've been a critic of some of the senior officials at the FBI that maybe leads to different treatment for the people who threaten me as opposed to the people who actually get arrested who have threatened Eric Swalwell, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib? Those people actually get arrested, whereas when people threaten conservatives, I hope there's not a double standard.
And finally, please remember you can take us on the go with you by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And good afternoon, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Mavenhill Interior Designs for the past 22 years. I'm located right here in the Hunterdon County area in Ringgoes, New Jersey, which is right outside of Flemington, off 202. In fact, it's 176, Route 20231. North in Ringgoes, New Jersey, across from the Motor Vehicle Inspection Station. I happen to do quite a few projects, big home projects, kitchens and bathrooms and things of that nature, hardwood flooring. And I currently have about five kitchens going, the most I think I've done in one time. I think people are really ready. Styles have changed so much, and they feel like they've gotten to the point that they have to update their kitchen. So doing a lot of kitchen work, bathrooms, hardwood flooring. What people are really looking to change to one surface and do hardwood floors more now than ever. So a lot of those kind of projects. But in my store as well, I share my space with Flemington Fan and Lighting, which has been in business in the area also for 30 years. So wonderful lighting, lamps, small pieces of furniture, accessories. Come visit me at Mavenhill Designs. Again, it's 176 Route 202 31 North in Ringo's, New Jersey. Phone number 908-884-0770. Today's show is called something called Summer Madness, and if you follow me on social media, you'll see that I'm talking about some of the neat things that you can do midsummer. There are a lot of opportunities to save a lot of money right now. And if you follow me on my blog, which is The Color Guru, The Color, C-O-L-O-R, Guru, G-U-R-U, .blogspot.com, you'll see that I have a little commentary there on things for summer and summer madness, great deals that you can get now and things that you can do in the height of the summer, and I have a lot to share with you today. But let's start by taking a look at today's weather, which is extremely hot. In fact, I had to go get changed before the broadcast because it was just too hot to go through the whole day. My schedule is such that I do all my media on Wednesdays. That is, I tape Modern Design. Well, actually, we don't tape it. We stream it live from 2 to 3 here in Flemington, and then I shoot down to Princeton Community Television, where we do the television show for Comcast. And sometimes the guests and the topics are the same. So having to rush to get to studio, I wasn't going to do that in a real heavy suit today, so I had to change to something lighter. All right, let's take a look at the weather. No, that's not it. Okay, here we go. Sometimes these happen when things are live. Makes it more interesting, I think. Okay, great. So the National Weather Service is telling me, well, first of all, there's no red flag, so that's a good thing, because usually when we have weather that's this warm, what do we also have? We usually have thunderstorms. Let's see if that's going to come to fruition. They say it's mostly cloudy right now. I don't know. I would say it's partly cloudy, and it's 92 degrees. It is very, very humid today. Oh, here we go. Here's the warnings. I can see that now. Okay, today they're in yellow. Okay, now it says there's multiple hazards in effect. There's a flash flood watch, severe thunderstorm watch, and a heat advisory this afternoon with a 30% chance of thunderstorms. Again, high of 93. We're already there. Heavy rain, it says, tonight, 80% chance. And areas of fog with a low of 73. Well, if it's going from 93 to 73, you know that's going to be some thunderstorms there. That's the one thing, unfortunately, when you have these great warm days, you know that the nights are going to be stormy. On Thursday, there's a 50% chance of thunderstorms and fog and showers, likely with a high of 87. On Thursday night, there's a 60% chance of showers, likely, with a low of 71. On Friday, it will be a partly sunny day, but no rain, very hot, with a high of 94 degrees. Friday night, with a low of 76. Saturday, a beautiful hot day, with a high of 99. Going to be very, very hot on Saturday. That's a pool day for sure. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 76. And then on Sunday, again, a wonderful, warm, warm day. So if you're down the shore this weekend, great place to be. If you're at your pool, keep yourself cool. And if you don't have either of those things to go to, let's work on projects inside your house where the air conditioning is on. Okay, we have a lot of things to give you, a lot of hints, a lot of stuff in the area where there were sales. I found such sales in the preparation of this week's show of things that you can buy and bargains to get right now in the middle of the summer for stuff that's seasonal. We still have a lot of summer to go. Most of these things can be used from year to year, so great bargains for you. We're going to take some commercial messages, and we'll be back with more of our program.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I host our program here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 live. And we do, at one point we were getting some phone calls. You know, more people listen to, because this is also a podcast, more people listen to us in the podcast than they do when it broadcasts live. But we do have our phone lines open if you want to talk about some of your summer madness bargains and things that you can do and are doing and where they are. That will be a very good thing. So our phone lines are open. It's a local call, 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Again, our topic today is summer madness, summer bargains, and great things that you should be doing. So I want to start with a bit of sad news, or I think it's sad news. Local business in Flemington, the Garden Gate, looks like they're going out of business. I've had Sandy Casper from the Garden Gate on multiple times, both here on in the studio in Flemington, but also down at my television show in Princeton. A wealth of knowledge. Says there's a retirement sale, and almost all the inventory is gone now. However, inside the building, they do have a lot of things for planting. So I would check that out. Disappointed because they do such a nice job. Sandy, in particular, at Christmas time, if you ever went into the building, you'd be shocked. Beautiful ribbons, beautiful seasonal stuff, great fall stuff. Christmas like I've never seen, beautiful hand-decorated trees and that kind of thing. So that's kind of disappointing. It's the Garden Gate in Flemington. If you get a chance, check it out. It said last days. I'm sure there's opportunities to get things really up to 70% off. But I want to talk about plants to begin with. And I think this is something that's happened to me every year, and I kind of got smart with things. In fact, one of my cousins said something a couple of years ago that really rang a bell with me. And that is, if you can hold out until 4th of July and then buy your plants, you will get them for almost, pretty much almost nothing. Seasonal plants in particular are a perishable item, and if they're not purchased by 4th of July, they're pretty much useless. So what happens is, after that point, now after 4th of July, you have all of the month of July, all of the month of August, Labor Day, and so on. You have a good amount of time left, and that's what people do most of their entertaining. So my advice is to start, of course, in May on Memorial Day and get what you need. But then what happens is, a lot of that stuff does its thing early on. You're going to buy the plants in the garden center that look the most provocative because they're doing their thing. But they usually peter out by the second week in July. Here's an opportunity to add both annuals, which will give you great color throughout the season, and perennials as you build a garden, things that will come back year after year. Plants are so inexpensive now in the garden centers because they have to get rid of their inventory. What I did this week is I went to a couple of the good garden centers, and I was looking for things I can add to my garden because it seems like in May and June my garden is beautiful. Then July comes in the heat of the summer, and then I have like nothing in July when I do all my pool parties and entertaining. And then August comes and I'll get my butterfly bushes, right? And then for the month of August, you have that, and leads to Labor Day, and that's kind of a nice thing. But July is sort of a tough month for me. So I went out looking at a lot of different venues to see where I could find bargains. And man, everywhere I went, things were just nothing. If you want to add some annuals, I mean, they're just giving them away. And a little trick that I've learned is, when you get to this part of the season, you don't have time for things to really grow and be fall. So what I like to do is go and get hanging baskets that are already done. So if you have a hanging basket of something like petunia, perhaps, or another sort of annual flower, lots of color, maybe you're looking for red, and there's like three pots of those somewhere, grab those. They're now 70% off. Dump them into your pots on the deck. Instant, right? Instant color, instant done, 70% off, and you'll have that for all of July, all of August, all of September, and then, you know, later in September when it starts to cool down, you probably put mums. So baskets now, if you have the baskets, take the top, the hook off. You know, when the basket unhooks, sometimes the pot is so nice you can just put it right on the ground or your walkway or where you have it, or if you're going to stick it into your garden, easy to do.
I have an area of my back garden that everything that bloomed already, and I have nothing. So I went out to a garden center, a local garden center, and all the pots were $2.99. So that's a lot of flowers in a small area, and because there were a bunch, you see them from a distance. So I just, in one bed, did 1, 2, 3, 4, and my colors are purple. These flowers were purple. They were annuals. I'm only going to get 3 months out of them. So I popped them in, easy to do, soil soft, it had been raining, pop them in, boom, 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 your bed's full. You don't have to think about anything. And what did I spend, $12? And it looks like you spent $100. So really good opportunity and a little trick to cheat by doing baskets. The one thing you don't want to do is don't buy a basket that's already done and then try to break the flowers apart. You'll ruin, they won't really take, you'll ruin the, because now they've developed a root structure. Put them right into the ground just the way they are. But you don't need a lot of them because they become a mass. And they will continue to grow, but they'll give you color for the season. The other thing is adding annuals. If you're a really good gardener, add annuals all the time. And then eventually, if you time it right, there'll be always something blooming in your garden. That's a secret I haven't been able to sort of get down. But a lot of people that are very good at it, my neighbors are very good at that. They always have something in the garden. They don't necessarily buy annuals anymore. They buy perennials, and then something's always blooming. Look at this opportunity now. The garden centers just want revenue coming in. Everything has to be watered. It's very laborious to have a big amount of plants in July. So look for some wonderful annuals. We talked a couple of weeks about some of the annuals that are deer resistant. One of them I like at this time is Coreopsis. Coreopsis is a flower that deer don't eat. It is a yellow, and there's kind of different types. There's a moonbeam Coreopsis that's sort of very delicate with light yellow flowers. There's a dark one, a darker one that's a little heavier. It looks almost like a sunflower, but a lot of different varieties of Coreopsis. And right now they're in bloom in the garden center. So if you put it in, you instantly have yellow color in your garden. It won't bloom the entire season, but next year you'll have it again, and you're getting them at 70% off. So Coreopsis is a good annual to add. Verbena is another one. There's two different types of verbena. There's verbena that's annual and verbena that's perennial. The perennial verbena obviously would be the better choice because it'll bloom and then it'll bloom again next year. So that's another one. Lantana is another plant that's still in bloom I see in the garden centers. You buy that, it goes right in, you have color, it'll do its thing, and then next year you have it back again. So you're getting good investment plants for about 70%, sometimes more, 80%. Off of what they would normally be, instant color. It is an opportunity to change things. Now, speaking of changing things, with the change in the season where it's getting hot now, some things die out. For myself personally, my pots at my front entrance kind of have done their thing. They're not great, and they're not surviving well in the environment. So I'm going to take those plants out of those pots, and I'm going to redistribute them in another area where I need some yellow color, and I'm going to put something new there that I know that will thrive in a shade environment. So you can move things around. Don't get rid of stuff. Don't throw them out. Just repurpose them, and that's a great thing to do. It makes your garden look fresh. It looks like you put something else in, and it brightens up the garden. So you can change things around, especially in pots, because the soil is soft. You can take them out in one mass, and it's easy to do. So July is a good time to take an assessment of your garden. If you did the dark mulch, I told you the dyed black mulch, you know that it's still nice and dark and looks terrific and your beds look good. But you can pull plants out if they're not working in the environment and freshen it up a little bit. And that really makes a difference. A lot to talk about, a lot of places I think you should try to take a look at some freshening up and on our continued topic today, which is summer madness.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate to NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunter at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunter, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I've been an interior designer and these days a contractor for quite a long time, for the past 22 years, working in hundreds and hundreds of homes in the tri-state area. Always learning, always seeing the trends and what's happening. I talked a lot in the early, first segment about kitchens and my kitchen work. It seems that the white kitchen still is trending. There are a lot of different things that people do. We're doing some of the cabinets a little bit differently, and we're trying some different things as far as the island is concerned. I'm working on a beautiful house down on the shore in Manasquan, New Jersey. We're actually going to do a navy blue island, something that I've never done before. They love that sort of coastal look. I'm going to do a lot of wainscoting and so on. And pretty much a lot of neutral on the walls. So the homeowner, the husband, I have to say, really insisted with the white cabinets that we have a navy island. So I'm going to get to do something a little bit different, great countertops, quartz, but a navy island, really striking. I'm anxious to see how that's going to come out. A lot of very simple white kitchens I see, although people don't just want white. I really love gray cabinets. I think they're kind of nice. Sometimes I worry that some of the gray stuff can be a little bit trendy, but it's a really good-looking look. But I'm starting to see other things emerge. That sort of period of time where people were not having any upper cabinets, I'm not seeing it being as popular anymore. I think the practicality of having extra cabinets is important. Not that people don't like it, but I don't see people asking for me for that as much. But I think cabinets are going to change again. I think you're going to see them evolve, and let's see what happens this fall with a lot of new projects. Well, our topic today is summer madness, and that is in midsummer now where we are in July. We still have a lot of summer left. And if you're going to be doing entertaining outside around your pool, your backyard, and so on, or just to spruce up the look of your home outside, now's the time to buy stuff. So I'll tell you something that happened to me that was a real win. I decided to not replace my umbrella on my dining table on my deck. I did the patio umbrellas, did all of them in this beautiful sort of kiwi lime green with white tables and then that pop of lime. And it really looks terrific, and it made such a big difference. But I just couldn't. They ran out of them, and that was it. Last year, and I said, oh, I'll keep the umbrella. Well, the umbrella is really shot. So looking for umbrellas in the middle of July is kind of difficult. But one of the places I might suggest you try is Pier 1 Imports. Pier 1 Imports, the umbrellas that were left today were $19.98, and I bought a beautiful market umbrella from my table, I can throw out that dated one and put in that lime green so it'll match the ones around my pool for $20. How could you beat that? You can return it if it doesn't work out for you. So check out Pier 1 Imports for their summer stuff. Everything was on clearance, 70% off. That seems to be the number. And made a huge difference in how that space looked. The other thing that I wanted to talk about, because I don't want to limit it just to flowers and plants, I want to talk about a lot of other things, is now's the best time to buy outdoor patio furniture. A lot of them are clearancing everything on the floor. So what they're doing is, it's not like they're not making it anymore, but they're not ordering anymore. So you can buy floor models of things. And Lowe's, although it's probably too late now, Lowe's had one patio set in particular. It was called Elliott Creek that I thought was beautiful. It was really a dark gray aluminum set with a lighter gray cushions, well made, and a lot of variety in it. So I guess about a week or so ago, I said, I want this. And they said, I'm sorry, discontinued for the season. You can have the floor model. Well, I went to three stores and bought three of them. And my clients have gorgeous, including myself, I took one for myself, beautiful new patio sets. And that is a, as we talked about, setting up your deck or your patio in rooms, a living room and a dining room. I never had, in this house anyway, I've never had a living room. So now I have a wonderful sofa, a small sofa, two wonderful chairs, everything matches, and then a coffee table, also all the same metal with an inlay with a little stone. Beautiful, and half the cost it originally was. So if you're looking to do patio furniture, don't buy it in May. Buy it in July. Unbelievable. Three sets. I took the last ones right off the floor so I didn't have to assemble it, which is a terrific thing, and really, really changed the look of my deck. So now's a really great time to buy your umbrellas if you could still find them. It's not going to be so easy, especially if you, you want a specialty color like I did, and buy your patio furniture. How about even replacing your chairs? One of the things that I did was my old chairs to my dining set on my patio had cushions. So every time it rained, which it rains every night when it's hot, I had to run out and try to grab those and put them somewhere and then remember to put them out. It was a nightmare. I replaced all my, I kept the same table, but I replaced all my chairs this year with sling chairs. And the sling chairs, if you don't know that term, is that they are netting. So that is, there is not a cushion, but they're still comfortable and they support you. And when it rains or snows or whatever is going on these days, it really just goes right through. So it's a wonderful thing. So I would suggest if you were buying a patio set, don't buy for your dining area, don't buy chairs with cushions, buy sling chairs. And for me, that was wonderful. You know, if you have an existing table and it's very well made like mine, as mine came from Fortune off back in the day, but it's a very well made big table for outside. I just had it painted. I had my painters come, and we made it a beautiful one from hunter green to dark gray, and then I had them matching. I had that gray paint matching with the sling chairs. Now, I have wonderful chairs. I can even stack them if I want and have extra if I have a big party. A lightweight chair that doesn't have any maintenance. So take a look at that. If you go into any of the big box stores, I see tons of them at Lowe's, tons of them at Home Depot, Ace Hardware, all those stuff. Outdoor dining chairs are great. They're transitional. You can also use them just on your lawn. And very, very inexpensive. So good to add things right now. Definitely furniture is one of them. How about add outdoor rugs? Maybe your spaces look the same all the time, or maybe your deck really needs to be resurfaced, but it's too late in the year. You're not going to do it now. You can add these wonderful outdoor rugs. Outdoor rugs now are made of, often are recycled materials, plastics, instead of winding up in the ocean. They recycle bottles, soda bottles, and they make them into these wonderful outdoor rugs, which are impervious to water, and you can add a pop color. So let's say you have a gray deck and you have gray furniture like I do. Get one that's lime, and boom, you have a pop of lime, and it really, because these rugs are somewhat big, they really make an impact. They change the look of your outdoor area. So definitely I recommend these wonderful, inexpensive outdoor rugs. They're on clearance right now. How about stringing some patio lights? Don't you love the look when you go to a restaurant and there's outdoor dining and you see it's really romantic because you have strings of wonderful, maybe industrial-looking lights? Go get some. I mean, they're between $10 and $20 for a pair, and they really make a difference at night to have some ambient light when you're entertaining. Again, all of these things are on clearance now, and they're things that you're going to be using from year to year. All right, it's time for us to go to our news. We'll do a quick news. A lot more ideas. Our phone lines are open, 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Our topic today is Summer Madness, the best bargains midsummer.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Canadian man who lost five members of his family in one of the two crashes of a Boeing 737 MAX aircraft is among those testifying today before a House Aviation Subcommittee hearing on the state of aviation safety.
If Boeing's wrongful conduct continues, another plane will dive to the ground, killing me, you, or your children, or your members, or all other members of your family. It is you who must be the leaders in this fight, for aviation safety in the world.
Paul Giroji with a message for lawmakers. House Democratic leaders are trying to work around an expected vote on impeachment later today or tonight. Texas Democrat Al Green is forcing a vote to open an impeachment inquiry into President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democratic leaders have been resistant to impeachment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench, and there's a difference. We've innovated the crescent wrench to meet the needs of today's tool user and have expanded to offer a solid crew of tools in addition to wrenches.
While wrenches are their signature products, Crescent manufactures 2,800 tools, including files, snips, storage cabinets, and measuring tapes, establishing Crescent Tools as one of the most respected professional hand tool brands in the world. So, the next time you reach into your toolbox, check to see if it's actually a crescent wrench or an imposter. For more information, visit www.crescenttool.com.
President Trump set to hold a rally in North Carolina this evening. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel tells Fox News what President Trump is doing to win over women voters.
So we are seeing momentum with women across the country, and women do care about health care. They care about the economy, and they know that under this president, things are getting done at every single level. They care about our military. They care about our veterans. We are whole issue voters.
McDaniel was speaking there on Fox News. Protesters outside ICE headquarters in Washington, D.C. are defying police orders. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story from Washington.
Police in Washington arresting 11 people for entering ICE headquarters in the nation's capital as protesters were in the streets yesterday rallying against ICE and recent raids on immigrant families. Officials arrested the protesters for unlawfully entering the building in downtown Washington.
Protests also happening at ICE facilities in Phoenix and Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Republican Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz has been receiving death threats. Now, he received a voicemail that included a man saying he was going to blow Gaetz's head off, and the man in the audio tape now was identified, although the federal authorities have decided they will not be pursuing any charges against him. Gaetz joins Fox News and tries to make sense of this whole situation.
I received word late last week that the U.S. Attorney's Office, where this individual lived, had reviewed the information and had deemed these messages, and I'm quoting directly, a non-threat. It's obviously a federal crime to make these types of threats against any federal official. This year, we're on record for 10,000 threats against members of Congress, and I condemn them, whether they're against Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives. You know, this is just no way to operate within our country, and I just wonder, like, is it the fact that I've been a critic of some of the senior officials at the FBI that maybe leads to different treatment for the people who threaten me as opposed to the people who actually get arrested who have threatened Eric Swalwell, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib? Those people actually get arrested, whereas when people threaten conservatives, I hope there's not a double standard.
And finally, please remember you can take us on the go with you by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. If just tuning in now, you're going to listen to this in a couple of days in the podcast or at some of our new watch parties. That's one of the things that we've been doing. If you follow our show on Facebook, we've been doing watch parties a couple of days afterwards and certainly picking up a lot of new fans, which is kind of nice. Also, to remind you, besides the program I do here in the podcast every Wednesday from 2 to 3, I also do a television show on the Comcast channel in New Jersey called Designed for the Times. I do two shows a month, and then they're on in New Jersey throughout different channels, 30 and 45 most frequently. But after the shows air twice on Comcast, I get them and they go to YouTube. And if you'd like, you can subscribe for free to my channel, which is my name, Richard Christopher Scuderi. And there's two seasons of the first two seasons of Design for the Times, very much like the show that I do here with podcasts. They're half-hour shows. They're interview programs with the best and the brightest in the tri-state area and wonderful tips to make your home, office, restaurant, whatever location, the best it can be. And they're pretty good, if I do say so myself. So you can catch that on the YouTube channel under my name, Richard Christopher Scuderi, to watch more of programs like this. So our topic today happens to be something I'm calling Summer Madness, and that is sort of reminiscent of that song, Summer Madness, from many years back, about midsummer. And as the weather gets hotter, so do the deals. And there are wonderful things that you can get that you can use from season to season if you wait and purchase right now. As I said before broadcast, I got a $60 umbrella today at Pier 1 for $19.98, and I'll use that for the next, hopefully, 3, 4, 5 years, unless it fades, of course. So these are great times to go out and shop right now. If it's too hot, go out and shop. The stores are nice and cool inside, at least Pier 1 was. Lots of opportunities to buy floor models of things like patio furniture, dining tables, outdoor sofas, love seats, chairs, rockers, all those sorts of things. You have a porch in front. What looks better than maybe two beautiful, maybe red, painted red rockers with a beautiful white cushion or something that has a little bit of a nautical look to it? How about real Adirondack chairs? I saw today when I was going past Flemington Department Store, there's an area to the side there where they have discount furniture. Lots of really good-looking Adirondack chairs that were on sale. Great time to buy investment pieces, especially if you have a front porch and really change the look and do something that's going to be with you for a long time at the best price. So another thing that I might suggest at this time of year is a lot of times things get hot and they dry up and there's not as much color in the garden. Now's a great time to add a pop of color. And if you can't do that with the plants that you have right now, you can do certain things with decorating that will give you a pop. And I just said before in the last segment, rugs on your deck, outdoor rugs on your deck or patio area give you a big surface area of a lot of color. So I love lime green, so I definitely am going to get a rug, looked at a couple this morning, that were lime. So that's going to give me, against the charcoal gray of the deck, the lime, and a really cool, kind of a little bit more of a modern look that I've been looking to add. Some other wonderful pop colors are teal, and there's lots of teal umbrellas. I went to three places, and everybody had the teal umbrella. And teal with gray is really modern and nice looking. If you add a little bit of teal with a market umbrella, something that could be very nice. Red continues. Even though red in decorating is not so much popular, it seems that red in outdoor stuff, very popular. I see red, there's a lot of common stuff in red in Pottery Barn and a lot of the different catalogs for outside, and red and white together. Navy, one of my favorites, classic navy is a wonderful pop color for outside. You know, and also change out, like for umbrellas, maybe change out the shape of your umbrella. Have you seen in some of the better stores the umbrellas are square instead of round? That's a great look. Or how about if you have a dining table, a rectangular one, so it really covers everybody. That's a nice look. And just having a more square shape definitely makes your space look more updated. You don't have as much inventory now, so it's not as easy to find things. But definitely, if you see something you like, grab it in July. Everything's on sale. You don't want to wait too long, because what happens is then they get rid of the stuff or they put it away for next year. So now's the perfect time to go on these Summer Madness sales, go out to these places and buy stuff. Look at Pelican, look at the different store outdoor stores, go to the big box stores and see what you can get for that. We talked a little bit about dining chairs. You're outside, you're entertaining outside a lot this time of year. Go with a stackable chair that's lightweight so you can move it around easily. Go with a sling-type chair that doesn't have a cushion on it so that you're not dealing with cushions and putting them away. Another thing I did want to mention is, and I have to buy a second one, is a deck box. I think they are the most important thing, a weatherproof deck box. So if you do have cushions, you can throw that stuff in and have it be covered. It's kind of nice to have a deck box. I like to have a deck box on my deck next to the dining table because you can use it as a sideboard almost outside. So when you have all these dishes and burgers and this and condiments and rolls and salad and so on, often if you have eight people, there's not a lot of room on the table. You can serve everybody, put them on the sideboard, and then you have room to eat. So if you use a deck box, it does able to give you storage right on the deck that looks nice and clean, but it also sides for being a it also doubles as being a sideboard for you. So just an opportunity to do stuff. We talked about it again, going stackable, maybe trying to avoid cushions. Now, let's be clear on that. Avoid cushions on your dining chairs. If you're going to have a little bit of a living room setup, of course you want to have cushions. So we want to maybe make sure that space is covered, or you come up with a solution that works. You know, these Sunbrella fabrics, Sunbrella is a brand, but these weatherproof fabrics now are pretty good. So if you get caught in a rainstorm, you can sort of shake them off and sit on them and they won't be too wet. Keep that in mind when you're looking for cushions. But if we can eliminate some of the cushions, it does make life a lot easier. Screen enclosures. I used to always buy every season an inexpensive, 10 by 15 screen enclosure, very inexpensive, with a wire or metal frame, and I would put it on the deck, and it'd be kind of nice to keep the bugs out at night in that area. Those, if you can find them, they're so inexpensive now. They're wonderful to do. Again, at Lowe's, there were some wonderful covered enclosures. They didn't have screens, but they were beautiful looking. And really, you can buy things off the floor now in any of the big box stores, seasonal stuff. So check it out. See what's left. Maybe you can make something work. Also, sheds. I've always wanted to get a shed and kind of paint it out the color of my house because I thought maybe I can convert a shed into sort of like a mini pool house. And interesting enough, a lot of the sheds and that outdoor stuff are also on sale. Neighbors of mine this week went out and did that. They bought a shed that was a little bit modern. I worked on their house a couple of years ago, and it was a modern contemporary, and we made it charcoal gray. Well, they found a company that made a contemporary shed near their hot tub area, and they painted out that same Benjamin Moore's iron ore, a very dark, dark gray with crisp white trim, and they kind of made it look like the house. It even has a pop of orange at the front door there. And then they use it a little bit for storage, but also they use it to access things. And there's a little refrigerator in there, and it kind of doubles when you're entertaining to have that outdoor space and where it's covered. Those are the kind of things now, investment things that you're going to have for many years to come. It's a great time to buy those things. Again, not always easy to find exactly what you want, but if you can get something that works, you're going to get a good, good price for it. Okay, we're going to go to our last set of commercial messages. Still a lot to talk about. Summer Madness, the best things that you can buy mid-season that will last and last after these messages.
Folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs in the New Jersey area, exactly at 176 Route 202 31 North in Ringo's, New Jersey. If you're not familiar with Ringo's, it's right in the Flemington area, right off the main highway across from the motor vehicle inspection. I share my 6,000 square foot space with Bruce Brodeck of Flemington Fan and Lighting. So together we share a great space with the most updated lighting. I tell you folks, if you change your lighting, you're changing the world right now because the shapes have changed so much. A lot of the fixtures now don't have glass. They're lighter. They're more open. A lot of mixed metals. So changing your light fixtures can really make your space look fresh and really updated without changing the whole thing. It's an opportunity for a small investment to make a big change. I also carry a lot of wonderful in the store, if you come in, a library of the greatest fabrics, both fabrics for inside and outside. I carry the Sunbrella collection. So if maybe you want to cover your cushions are in good shape, but they're dark green and you want to have them gray or black or something a little bit more modern, an ICAT fabric, we can do that relatively inexpensively. So come check us out at Maven Hill Designs and Maven Hill Home, 176 Route 202 31 North in Ringo's, New Jersey. Phone number 908-884-0770. Also, just to let you know, so a couple times people have asked me online about my book and continuing my book tour. I'm very happy to announce that Barnes & Noble would like me to continue, and our next book signing event will be sometime the first week of September at the Barnes & Noble in Springfield, New Jersey, on Route 22 in Springfield. So I'll get you more information and a venue. I know Ruth, right here at the station, Ruth Altamira-Roll, will be a part of it. And I have some wonderful guests talking about, of all things, overcoming anxiety and depression and just living a better and happier life. I've been on a tour with a series called A Conversation on Good Mental Health. And some of you have come, that listeners have come, and I do appreciate the support of the book. If you'd like to get a copy of my book, The Lonely Boy, by Richard Christopher Scuderi, you can do so. It is available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. Also in many of the Barnes & Noble stores in the tri-state area on the shelves. All right, our topic today happens to be summer madness. Those are things that you can do midsummer right now. Great bargains, things whether it be annuals for almost nothing to refill your beds or perennials that are an investment that they just want to get out of there. And then investment pieces like good pieces of outdoor furniture and area rugs and things of that nature, that this is the time to buy. So we talked about some of the different things, furniture, rugs, lighting, things that you can buy for outside, where it's a great time to do those things, and you'll have them from season to season. How about doing an awning? Did you ever think about maybe your deck is kind of hot or your patio, getting one of those retractable awnings or just a stationary awning? Good time to look is now. People have already, most of them have already done those things. So looking to get something now, often you get your best prices. I say that that's the same thing about with design or construction. Everybody wants to do their projects in the spring or the summer. Don't do the projects in the spring or the summer. Do them in the winter when the contractors are slow. You get your best prices. Same thing holds true with the idea of summer madness. Do things after the rush, and you will get the best prices. Time it wisely. We talked a little bit about maybe getting a shed and converting it to a pool house. How about building an outside shower? Outside shower is so easy. If you have a garden hose, you have an outside shower. And it is nice. I'm working with a couple now that we just bought a shed, and we're kind of converting it, making it look like the house. And then I bought just a very simple kit because they have a water line there, and we're going to have an outdoor shower with a door that opens. Not much to it. There was already a little bit of a cement pad poured there, a little bit of a privacy enclosure, and there's an outdoor shower that comes right off the one wall of the shed. So kind of fun things to do, and these things right now are good prices, and you can make that work for you. How about outside end tables? This week, if you're following my Maven Hill Designs on Facebook, you'll see that I set up a deck, and I bought all the furniture this week. Basically, it was a gray-on-gray theme, a gray, wonderful solid surface, gray stain called Bluestone by Minwax. Really looked nice. And gray patio furniture, dark with gray cushions. But my pop in this case was pink. This customer loves pink. And I was able to find end tables that are weather-resistant metal painted out in enamel dark pink. It looks amazing together. And I think they were under $20 each. And even though it was a monochromatic thing, that pop really made the difference. So spending $40, you can bring something to life right now because the prices, again, are so good. So outdoor end tables. What about things like fire pits? You know, I was looking, when I was looking for patio sets, some of the coffee tables had a fire pit feature in them that was kind of nice. Fire pits are fun to do. And then when you get to the later in the season or September or early October, to have a fire pit at night can be really, really, really nice. I do have a little bit of a funny story, actually. Last night I was sitting out by my pool at dusk and I was having a glass of wine. I had some friends over and we were enjoying the wine. And one of my friends said, "Oh, what's that over there?" And I looked and there was the biggest bear I ever saw in my life. It must have been 400 pounds right outside my fence. So now I'm glad I have a fence. Not bothered by anybody, but walking also slowly. So I do caution you when you're out there enjoying the backyard, if you're in a rural area, look around, follow your surroundings. Anyway, so I digress. Back to our program about things that you can do. Fountains and water features. A couple of years ago, I found a guy that did cement structures, and he had a frog, a beautiful little cement frog that he hollowed out and is a fountain. So I bought that off-season, and that dumps into my pool as sort of a water feature at the pool. Instead of an expensive water feature, it was a very inexpensive thing. It plugs into an outside plug I have. And what pleasure that gives me, that sound of water and something that's whimsical. So those kind of things you'll have forever, and they really do. Now is really the time to get those things. How about outdoor dishes and glasses and cutlery? You should never, never, never have glass outside, especially by a pool. You never want to have glass outside. So very inexpensive, and a lot of the stores, Target has good selections still of acrylic glassware and dishes and things for outside. Christmas tree shop, which are throughout the tri-state area, and I think down south also, wonderful prices on what's left, and still a good amount of inventory on all sorts of dishes and glasses, everything for outside. All those things. Now is definitely the time to buy those things. And don't assume, I see a lot of inventory still in these stores. How about outdoor candles? And when I say outdoor candles, you have to be cognizant. If you're putting candles outside and you're not storing them and bringing them back all the time, you need a jar candle or a candle that has a strong lid on it so that it doesn't get
It doesn't melt. So outdoor candles, things that were made for outside, or maybe the LED style candles, all that stuff for outside. I'm 70% off on all that stuff. Pots, seasonal pots. I bought the most beautiful pots the other day at a big box store. They were about 50% off the original price. They were black, and they had a gorgeous medallion in the center. And because I bought them off season, they were half price. Those pots will last 10 years. They're weather-resistant pots, and I put them out with some wonderful plantings in them, and they just changed the look of the front of one of the houses I was working on. Again, summer madness, now is the time to buy all of those things. Okay, so it looks like we've come to the end of our segment on summer madness. I hope you get out to the stores because it sounds like we're going to have a little bit of thunder showers. Check out Lowe's. Check out the Garden Gate in Flemington. They've been there forever, over 30 years. See what they have left. Check out Lowe's and Home Depot, the big box stores in the garden section. Go to your best garden center. See what's left. See what you still have a season of. We have a lot of summer, folks, and you really can get stuff, especially the perennials. They'll go in the ground now and give you a color. When they fade, you'll have them again next year. Take advantage of that. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week with another all-new program of Modern Design. Thank you, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi is denying any reports that her caucus is divided on key issues.
With all due respect, let's not waste our time on that. We're talking about what we're going to do to help the American people. Our caucus is unified on all of that.
Pelosi talking to reporters on Wednesday as progressive Democrats have broken with party leadership on several issues in recent weeks. Wednesday on Capitol Hill, lawmakers are sounding more alarms about the explosion of illegal robocalls.
So far this year, scammers are on pace to generate more than $58 billion unwanted illegal robocalls.
During an open Senate hearing, Maine Republican Susan Collins says senior citizens are especially vulnerable to phone scams from robocalls. Collins also says that many of the robocalls originate overseas but have U.S. phone numbers. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.